This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a win for advocates of affirmative action at UT and for the relatively small number of other colleges and universities that have similar policies. It's the fourth time in 40 years, by the way, the High Court has upheld the consideration of race in admissions. But as for a wider impact, yeah, that we don't know yet. From the Education Desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott starts us off.
When word of the decision got out this morning, higher education groups cranked out the press releases and the sound bites.
The decision is a home run for the University of Texas and a grand slam for higher education.
That's Terry Hartle with the American Council on Education. Out of about 4,500 colleges and universities in the country, he estimates no more than 200 explicitly consider race in admissions. And he doesn't expect that to grow much because, except in a handful of states that prohibit race-based affirmative action, schools that want to use it are already doing so.
Remember, the consideration of race in college and university admissions has been legal for a very long time. What the Supreme Court has said today is it continues to be legal.
Many schools have turned to other methods to achieve diversity, like increasing financial aid and recruiting at predominantly Black and Latino high schools. Stella Flores is a professor of higher education at New York University. She says when affirmative action policies are challenged in court, it does have a chilling effect.
When race is threatened, many institutions are likely to protect themselves and not use race. This might embolden them to at least feel comfortable using it, but it's not without accountability.
The court said universities must periodically address their diversity efforts to make sure they're not giving race more weight than they should. The decision could have implications beyond campuses. Michelle Asha Cooper is president of the Institute for Higher Education Policy in Washington.
Ultimately, higher education is one of the top producers of the workforce.
Research has found that half the country's leaders in business and government come from just 12 elite colleges and universities. If those institutions look more like the rest of society, diversity advocates say, so will the people in power. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.